Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ken Campbell, senior writer for the Hockey News, coming up at the top of the hour. I think I'm going to start him off with a Jim Rutherford question. He was all over that story when it happened, when Rutherford quit, and I'm wondering what the prospects might be for Jim Rutherford after the season, if he's hearing anything, and also if Ken Campbell has heard anything more about what actually caused Jim Rutherford to quit here. Be very curious for his thoughts on that. In the meantime, a lot of NFL talk as the offseason, the hot stove, if you will, starts to heat up around the NFL. Steelers, obviously, with tons of big decisions to make. And one of them is going to come, maybe, at cornerback. Likely. I mean, it has to. They can't keep their top four again, you wouldn't think. So I was just reading a piece by Bob Labriola that broke this down very nicely here. Steven Nelson, he's 28, right? He has a cap charge of $14.4 million. Joe Hayden at 32 carries a cap charge of $15.5. That's a lot of money in terms of cap hits to your two starters there. Maybe they could restructure a little bit, but I think it's more likely that one of those guys might have to go and one of your backups might have to go. And then we're talking about Cam Sutton and Mike Hilton, who are on the verge of becoming unrestricted free agents here, Ron. So who are you prioritizing? Like, if I broke it down like this, which of the two starters and which of the two reserves would you prioritize? What would you say?
You know, I know the age difference. I like Joe Hayden. I still think he can play. I'd like to try to find a way to bring him back. I would take him, I think, over Nelson. I hate to lose either one of them because Nelson has been very serviceable here, but you can't keep everybody. And then Sutton versus Hilton. I mean, we know Hilton is such a dynamic blitzer and can do so many other things, but he plays basically on the outs, on the inside as a slot corner, where I think Sutton can play outside, and I think it's harder to find outside corners. So I would probably try to keep Joe Hayden and Cam Sutton.
For me, definitely Hayden. I mean, one of the concerns I was going to say is injuries, but the reality is he's played, what, 30, 45 of a possible 48 games over the last 3 years. He's only missed three games in the last 3 years. So I also think he's coming off a really good season, Joe Hayden. He's 32, but I think he can still play. I agree with you there, and I like Steven Nelson. But I think you keep Hayden, and maybe can you restructure that deal? I think so. And then Cam Sutton, I think exactly what you said, that they're going to, obviously, if they lose Nelson, like the first part of this equation goes into the second part, you're going to need somebody to move outside. Am I convinced that Cam Sutton is going to be a above average NFL cornerback, outside corner? No, not necessarily, but I like some of what I've seen. I love what Hilton does. I really do. When he's in there, he's a tackle for loss guy. He can rush the quarterback which at his height is amazing. If you look at some of the coverage numbers inside, they're actually pretty good for him. If you look at the advanced numbers and also the eye test over the past few years, he had a rough year. A couple years back, he had a rough year, but then he came back and I thought was good last season and this season. I do, as a slot corner. So that one I'm kind of torn on. Just because I love what Hilton does, but the fact that Sutton may be able to step to the outside would probably tilt it in his favor for me too.
Yep. That's just because of his versatility to play outside, that would do it for me.
Now, here's a problem, as Labriola laid out here. Justin Lane, as he says, a particularly curious case. He's a third-round pick, 6'2", 192. They knew when they took him that it was a project pick, and it hasn't worked out so far. And he writes, whether the Steelers viewed Lane's lack of progress as an indictment of Tom Bradley isn't known for certain, but the team didn't renew Bradley's contract at the end of the 2020 season. I mean, a third-round pick is a pretty big investment in a guy. The 83rd pick overall, and so far, not good. Like, I don't hear anybody talking about, just have Justin Lane step in. What a great way to save $14 million off your cap. Just have Lane step in for Steven Nelson. He should be ready now, and he's clearly not, and that's a problem.
Yeah, and he may never be ready. That's the real problem. I mean, I know they picked him high, but you know they've missed on cornerbacks in the past trying to pick him high. You're not going to hit it right all the time. So maybe, just maybe, he can't play. Maybe, I mean, you know, more than just a substitute, an extra guy, a special teams guy. That might be his limit. We'll see. Maybe a new coach coming in here will be able to get more out of him, or maybe not. I would tend to think probably not. You like to think the guy would have been able to take off more by this time, but I know the other side of that is these guys all don't become stars on your schedule. They're on their own schedule before they become good. So I'm just wondering if they made a mistake picking them that high.
Yeah, the question would be, was it a bad pick or did they fail to develop him? Clearly, they've made a statement here, I think, by not renewing Tom Bradley's contract, at least in part, with that situation. They must feel it was a lack of development. But to my way of thinking, that goes under the bad pick category on Kevin Colbert's resume. I mean, that's a huge miss. Especially now with their cap situation, it's just a huge miss to take a guy 83rd overall who has that kind of size and they thought that kind of talent, and he's not ready.
Well, you know, he'll get another shot this year. I mean, it's too early, I think, to just say a total wasted pick, but he better show something pretty quickly, I would think.
That would be good. I still think that can be a decent position. I still think this can be a good defense. How about the case of Vince Williams? What would you do with him? If I'm not mistaken, it's a $7 million cap hit, I believe. What would you do with him?
Boy, I like Vince Williams. I like what he brings to the team. I just think he's an inspiration when he's out on the field. I think he can still play. You know, he had COVID last year, and I think that probably set him back a little bit. If I can keep him, I want to keep him.
Me too. I agree with you 100% on that. His cap hit is a little over $7 million. And I agree also that when he came back this season, he just wasn't right. He just wasn't right. Something was off. Usually you notice Vince Williams bringing it. When he makes a tackle, he does so usually violently. And I noticed almost none of that. I think in this division, where the teams you're going to be competing with, the top two anyway, love to run the ball. I think you almost have to keep him, honestly, if you think he can still play. Now, he's getting up there a little bit too. This is going to be his age 32 season. But in that division, with a guy who I think is proven as somebody who can defend the run, I think it's important that they keep him. Plus, that's not a hugely prohibitive hit.
I like what he brings to the team, what he brings. I think he gives that team, you know, they all talked about him when he was out last year that, you know, he's kind of their identity, you know. I mean, he is just, like you said, when he hits somebody, you normally don't have to look for the number to see who had that hit. It's just, you know, you wrote about Kendrell Bell not long ago, then it was the same thing with him. When he'd make a tackle, you didn't have to look to see what the number was. You just knew.
Right.
And I feel that same way about Vince Williams. I want him back if I can have him.
I bet you they do, too, in this division. Coming up, Ken Campbell of the Hockey News. Got a lot of questions for him about the Herky. If you combined Hexy and Berkey, you'd have Herky, Ron. Can we just do that as one name?
Yeah, it'd be probably a little easier than Hexy and Berkey. Yeah, we should.
Let's go with Herky. We're going to ask him about the Penguins' new Herky regime. And then I got questions about Rutherford, all kinds of things. Ken Campbell, senior writer for the Hockey News.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.